Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Now, before we get the show rolling, we got to address the things that happened at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. Mm-hmm. Seems like, you know, every few weeks, it seems like there's another situation, man. Mm-hmm. We as humans got to operate better. We got to vibrate higher and quit hurting each other, man. So with that being said, peace, prayers, and energy to everybody in Sutherland Springs. And let's get this party started, man. We're going to get it going the best way we know how, by doing a great show. And before we do that, we got to bring in our peace from California. Heidi and Frank, what's going on, y'all?
Hello.
What up, LA?
Group hug.
Oh, no.
Well, check it out, y'all. Did he do it or did he not do it? We're going to tell you what did he change his name to this time.
Again?
Plus, Real Housewives of Atlanta's back in effect.
Yes, we back, baby.
Oh, and we got to get Portia's reaction to everything that went down last night. But first, you know, let's talk about Tyrese. I mean, the brother's been going through a lot lately. He had that messy custody battle going on with his ex. He also posted a video over the weekend or made a post on Instagram talking about how his friends, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, have came to his rescue.
Well, that's nice.
You know, because his legal fees for, like, doing his child custody battle have been very taxing, very daunting on his bank account. I think he was saying something to the effect of, like, $13,000 a month. What more do you want from me? Well, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith threw up a lifeline.
Really?
According to Tyrese, they gave him $5 million.
That's a hell of a lifeline.
$5 million.
Now, that's a real friend.
That's a hell of a lifeline.
You don't do that.
That's going to screw
what?
Friend. Wait, was this just a gift or was this a, listen, we know you're good for it. Here's $5 million for now. You can pay us back whenever.
Well, it was a little bit of a stipulation that came with it. Here's what he said on Instagram. When we show up for each other, there's nothing that can't be done. I repeat, nothing. My wife kept the news away from me because I've been on with lawyers all day, but our family and our sister Jada Pinkett Smith and my brother Will Smith just sent us $5 million to help keep us afloat. You guys asked me to get off and stay off the internet. Now that my daughter's legal fees will be paid, I will listen.
But they probably told him to stay off the internet when they gave him the check, and then he still reported this to us on the internet.
Thank you. So he's not listening. I
would have given
him nothing.
He's so fast about posting, he didn't even hang up the phone call with Jada before he posted it. He's still on the phone with Jada and posted the call.
Well, up next, the Harvey Weinstein fallout in Hollywood continues.
He says it's a fallout. Are you talking about his genitals? His fallout in Hollywood? He's falling out?
Yes.
Countless women, really big name actresses have come out and said that Harvey Weinstein was sexually inappropriate with them. And a lot of people are anxiously awaiting to hear from Uma Thurman because Uma Thurman did, I think, 7 films with Harvey Weinstein and was even nominated for an Oscar for Pulp Fiction. Well, in a recent interview, she was asked about the flood of allegations. Here's what she had to say.
I have learned that when I've spoken in anger, I usually regret the way I express myself. So I've been waiting to feel less angry. And when I'm ready, I'll say what I have to say.
I think she's been the anger management, Portia.
Yeah, because she was very calm in her delivery.
She did good.
Okay.
Yeah, very calm.
I hear you. She was speaking her feelings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And warning you before she kills you.
Yes.
All right, moving on, let's talk about Chris Rock. Now, he's back working the comedy scene again.
Uh-huh.
And his new jokes may have to find a different audience.
Oh. Well, he's always been a little harsh, especially politically.
Edgy. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes says things that necessarily aren't the most popular things to say, but he gets it off his chest. Now, in light of all the sexual assault allegations that are floating around Hollywood, Chris says that he would no longer hire women because he'd need witnesses around him at all times so he wouldn't be accused of rape.
Well?
Well, the doctors have to do it. When they come in there, the gynecologist or whoever he is, he has to have a nurse in the room.
Are you kidding me, Portia? I mean, there's an audience when you have a gynecological exam. Give me a ticket.
So Chris said they cry rape because they want money, and then added that he won't even hire a cleaning lady because he's afraid of false accusations.
Okay, we didn't need that part. Now you're doing too much.
Well,
he didn't...
no.
That's yes, he is.
That's the world we're living in. Everybody's hypersensitive. You can't do anything. You can't say anything.
Nothing.
Everything gets you in trouble.
Right.
So at the end of the day, like, as a comedian, I understand where he's coming from. Not saying that I'm a comedian,
right,
but from his comedic, you know, slant that he's putting on it, I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
According to a source who was actually at the comedy club, they said that nobody was laughing.
Yeah.
They said there were some people actually booing him. And an eyewitness said some women even started calling him a sexist pig. And two people got kicked out.
Well, it's not funny.
But you go to sometimes these small rooms to test out new material.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you land with it. Sometimes you don't land with it.
Right.
This won't be on his touring set.
And comedian Jeff Ross kept trying to change and throw out some other topics, but Chris just kept going back to the rape jokes.
Yeah. Mm. You know it's bad when Jeffrey Ross is like, hey, simmer down now.
Right. Because he's super extreme.
Like, okay.
So Jeff Ross took to the stage when Chris was done and broke the tension by saying, now that we got that Chris Rock kid out the way, resettled the mood and everything went on his plan.
Right. Oh, man, Cam Newton needs to brush up on his history, y'all.
Uh-uh.
Yes, he does. The Carolina Panthers beat the Atlanta Falcons yesterday, even after trading their star player, Kelvin Benjamin. So when reporters asked Cam how the game was without Kelvin, he gave his analogy, clearly unaware of what happened to the Titanic.
You know, yeah, we just lost a great player, but nevertheless, you know, the Titanic still has to go.
I mean, Cam, it was a blockbuster movie.
Yeah.
If you didn't listen in history class,
right,
have you gone to the theater?
You must have watched the film in reverse.
He is not king of the history class, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
you
know, baby.
But sometimes that's what happens when you buy the bootleg, you don't get the full movie. So depending on where his tape cut off at, like, you know,
the
maybe
Titanic makes it to America and we're going to find player.
Well, George Clooney is too rich to act.
Is that right?
Yes. He hasn't made a film since 2016, and he revealed that it's not a priority for him anymore because he's just too damn rich.
Oh, that must be nice.
There are a lot of A-listers who are very rich.
Like
Tom Cruise, I'm sure his kids can't spend the money, but he still acts because if you love what you do, it's not about the money at that point.
Right.
Well, George told the Sunday Times, look, I acted for a long time. I'm 56. Acting used to be how I paid the rent, but I sold a tequila company for $1 billion. I don't need the money.
Oh, wow.
That's the most honest thing I've heard in a while.
It really is. Most people try to hide from that and act humble.
Yeah. Right.
Be like, look, it is what it is.
Yeah. Drop the lime. Leave on that note.
Right, right.
Now, George says he'd act again for the right role, but they don't really come around anymore. Now that he has money, he can fight for the roles that he wants. Now, if you look at his filmography on IMDb, I mean, maybe he's not acting anymore because he hasn't really made a good movie since Gravity.
Wow. Well, and that was just okay.
What about a Facts of Life reboot?
Can we get one
of
those?
Ooh, now that I could get behind. Oh, I could play Mrs. Garrett. Oh, girl! Well, apparently Taylor Swift and Diplo have some bad blood.
Is Diplo that powdered candy?
That's Fun Dip.
Oh, Fun Dip.
Different. Diplo and Fun Dip are totally different. But apparently, Diplo has been a Taylor Swift hater since 2014 when he tried to start a Kickstarter to buy Taylor Swift a booty. Not a fan, right? And so now there's a recent interview that he did with Rolling Stone magazine that got leaked somehow, and now we've got a little bit of that. And he said, while talking about the music industry and Taylor Swift, he said, quote, streaming is literally what kids want to listen to over and over again. They want to listen to Rockstar and Bodak Yellow. They don't want to listen to, like, Look What You Made Me Do. That music doesn't relate to them at all. They were only given that by radio and marketing budgets.
Somebody has to fire their publicist.
Yeah, he went low. Well, of course, he does that, and now Taylor Swift fans, Swifties, are claiming that he's only going after Taylor Swift to sort of make himself relevant. They also flooded his Instagram with the snake emoji, which Taylor has reclaimed with her Reputation album. And then it got so rough on Diplo on his Instagram that he had to disable comments.
Ooh.
See, typical.
Oh, wow.
That's typical.
Come on.
I'm gonna go after somebody, but I can't take it when you go after me.
Yeah. Instagram should automatically take that off your Instagram. You cannot block your comments if you're out here talking crap
about somebody.
Right.
You dish it, you take it.
No, but you gotta take it from Taylor Swift, not all of her little trolls.
Oh, no.
Which I'm saying the kindest things about. Please.
You don't want them coming after you.
Don't come after me.
No.
All right, last night on Real Housewives of Atlanta, NeNe just could not stop talking about us, and we'll tell you more after the break. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, last night, honey, was the season premiere of Real Housewives of Atlanta, and baby,
baby,
was a doozy and full of shade. But first, honey, we got to see, honey, Miss Portia in action hosting your podcast and all the great advice you've been serving the children.
So first up, we have an email from Karina from Detroit. Hi, Portia. I'm dating a guy for a few months. I'm 28, and I feel it's time to introduce him to my family.
No.
He's 49 years old. Oh. Listen to this.
Okay.
My dad is 46. Whoa.
So can they still have kids? That's my thing. Like, because for me,
yeah,
I want to
have kids
forever.
Until they're 100 years old.
Yeah, but are those kids going to come out looking old?
So you think they may be born wiser?
It's just a
little more knowledge.
Yeah,
with an old soul.
Yeah, with an old spirit.
A little stressed face.
Little grown face.
You know, Benjamin Button, so to speak.
A little bit more grown.
A baby with crow's feet.
Yeah, you know, once you get up to 60s and over and still having babies,
you have a baby with high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, well, this is cute, honey. Now it seems that NeNe is a big fan of Dish Nation because she talked about us all. Last night.
She working over at Dish Nation. Every time I turn around, Dish Nation, they over there, Dish Nation, talking about my damn man. Nee, 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 nee.
Honey, Dish Nation does it all.
Yes, we do, honey.
Serving face everything. Didn't even realize it.
Journalism, everything you need, baby.
Girl, you working at the factory over there at Dish Nation.
She said she working down to Dish Nation. Down to Dish Nation. I couldn't help but laugh.
Oh, yeah, like a coal miner job.
Yeah. Like I've been down there struggling at Dish Nation. She down at a Dish Nation talking about me. I was like, what?
Well, last night, honey, was also the 50 Shades of Cynthia birthday party, mm-hmm. where all the girls dressed up as a different look of Miss Cynthia. Now, Candace and Mia came as magazine cover Cynthia's, and Portia, you came as what?
I was Cynthia, too.
Oh, I thought that was Pam Grier.
No, it was not. I was Cynthia.
But why did Kenya y'all show up?
Oh, Kenya.
Don't do this. Why did Kenya show up as Natalie Cole?
She did look like Natalie Cole, didn't
don't do this,
she?
Y'all.
Rest in peace, Natalie.
She did. What? Both of them? Natalie's beautiful. She is beautiful.
But I thought it was Gladys Knight and Natalie Cole. I didn't know which one
love
it was.
Love overboard, baby.
She did look like both of them together.
No.
Mm-mm, Gary. Mm-mm.
They just need to give this guy Peach.
This guy, we're talking about Shay. He need to be on the show.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Oh, yes, it is.
And that is one of my favorite holidays because it's like a food Olympics at my grandmother's house. Everybody's trying to show out and make the best meals that they possibly can. But you know, some families are actually charging for Thanksgiving dinners.
Yeah.
Really? As much as $30 a plate.
Really?
Now, that's not classy.
So a woman on Twitter wrote, LMAO, y'all really don't understand this $30 Thanksgiving plate thing. My aunt charges us and cooks everything and we just eat.
Now, you know, black folks do something similar to that for family reunions. You know, if you're going to the family dinner at a family reunion, Keisha gonna call you, email you, let you know you need to pay your money for your family.
And your shirt.
And your shirt.
And your shirt.
But let's not sleep on $30. That's a lot.
Have you ever ate $30 worth of food?
No.
Really?
$30 worth of food at Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
No, because as the food keep getting done, you keep tasting everything. You're tasting everything. By the time you get your plate, you only eat, like, one big plate. And most
girl,
of the time...
What?
You can't even eat it all.
Girl, we eat 3 times a day on Thanksgiving. And then my family would still take
not
2 boxes
at dinner.
Home.
Yeah.
At dinner? Yes.
To go plate be bigger than the main plate.
And then how about this? Now, these days, they got the nerve to come in and fix the to-go plate. But if it's their plate, they going to sit down and eat. That's what they do. Yes, they do.
Just to make sure
your food is available for them.
Nah, fix it to go before they eat.
Fix it to go.
All right, y'all, coming up, Sean Puffy, Daddy Diddy, Papa Combs just celebrated his 48th birthday by changing his name again. We'll tell you what it is next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Take that.
Big Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, just celebrated his 48th birthday over the weekend down in Mexico.
Yes.
And to celebrate, guess what he did?
What'd he do?
He changed his name again.
To what now?
Check it out.
I know it was risky because I knew it could come off as corny to some people. Like, yo, I decided to change my name again. I'm just not who I am before. I'm something different. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. I will not be answering to Puffy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, or any of my other monikers, but Love or Brother Love, okay?
So, Brad, next time you see him, what you gonna call him? Puff?
He said he not gonna answer.
No, honey, he's like, no.
He said he would not answer to those names.
And how would you say his name, Gary?
Brother Love.
He ain't gonna answer that either.
At all. Well, moving on, the city of Houston celebrated the Astros World Series victory with a parade over the weekend. And just like the series itself, it was a nail biter. Fans filled out a nearby parking garage, and when a woman dropped her Astros hat, we got to see if teamwork really does make the dream work. She got her hat.
I know.
You can't do that everywhere.
Yeah,
you
can. I was really invested in watching that. Like,
me
I'm
too.
Like, she better get it back.
Me too.
Yeah, she got it.
I'm uh-huh. happy they did
They seem
that.
More excited about her getting her hat than the game.
Hello.
They were the parade.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, if you were to do that in, like, New York or Chicago.
You could forget that.
He ain't getting the hat back.
Getting no hat back.
Nobody would take a selfie wearing your hat.
Wearing your hat.
Just scored this great hat at the parade.
Right. All right, before we head to break, did you know we had an app? And if you didn't know, now you know. So make sure you go download it because it'll keep you up to date on all the latest Dish. It's available on iTunes or Google Play. And, of course, it's free, y'all. So get to download it and don't go anywhere because coming up, we'll show you who Kate Winslet just made out with on stage. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Last night, Kate Winslet received the Hollywood Actress Award at the Hollywood Film Awards.
Oh, I'd love to win that award. What? I totally could. I act like I like you every day.
I couldn't even act like that was funny.
I laugh at your jokes every day and all of that.
Well, during her speech,
yeah,
she declared her love for Allison Janney.
Allison, I know I don't really know you, but I just want to be you. I do. Or just stroke you or something. I mean, we could always kiss, maybe. Maybe. Okay, she's... Oh, it's going to happen. This is an exciting moment, isn't it?
Okay, God, my mind is racing right now with so many things to say.
Well, I'm thinking someone didn't really think that she was going to come up there and kiss her. Because she was like, ah, I was just kidding.
Did you think Kate pulled away or did Allison pulled away?
No, Allison was going in for the kill.
But it was a real moment because if you watch that, Kate Winslet's chest gets all red.
What's like, that mean?
No, but like she got flushed. You know what I mean? Like,
does that
like,
mean a woman's really turned on? Because I've never seen it. Because who cares, right? I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.